This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Thursday, the 28th day of November of 2024, Thanksgiving Day. And I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, coming up, it's Thanksgiving, so a lot of football. And we're going to talk a little high school football during the course of this show. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will hear from the head football coach of Mosinee High School, Coach Kyle Stoffel. Mosinee had another playoff year, but it was not without some ups and downs. A lot of injuries for the Mosinee football team this year, but they were able to battle through it and finish in a tie for second in the Great Northern Conference, move on and make it to the playoffs again this year. We'll talk about what happened with the Mosinee football team with Kyle Stoffel coming up here in the first hour of the program at 8:21. And then at 9:21 this morning, we will be talking to the head football coach of DC Everest and talk about one of the great stories in high school football during the course of the 2024 season. It was DC Everest, first-year head coach, and Braden Mitchell, and he took his team all the way to the Division I state semifinals before they fell to the eventual state champion, Bayport. So we'll talk about what this first year has been like and talk about the playoff run and a whole bunch more with Braden Mitchell coming up at 9:21 this morning here on the program. Also coming up at the very end of the show, it's maybe a Thanksgiving holiday, but it does not mean we will not have our daily history lesson. We will talk about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. We will talk about some of the celebrity birthdays who will share Thanksgiving with their birthday. We'll talk about some of the special events as well that are being acknowledged here on this Thanksgiving Thursday. And of course, we will finish things off as we do each and every day with our number for the day quiz with the one and the only Ian Welsh. Ian Welsh is our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, and he is across the way behind the glass. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving to Ian Welsh.
Morning, Chad. And happy Thanksgiving to you as well. That's right, folks. It wouldn't be a Thanksgiving show unless we did a number of the day.
It certainly would not be. And
it wouldn't be any show if we didn't do the number of the day, honestly.
And the thing about it is that one of the things I'm sure you're thankful for is you've already clinched a passing week. You're two
yes,
out of three.
I have.
Yeah, you're two out of three so far this week. So you take a little of the weight off the shoulders. That means you don't have to try and, you know, get today and tomorrow right in order to have a passing week. Now it's all about trying to get a winning week. So if
you get
one of your final 2 days correct, you have a winning week. And if you get both of the final 2 days correct, you would have a matching of your best week all time, which is four out of five.
Absolutely. That'd be how wonderful.
And we're still trying to get to a perfect week. Are you going to get there? Is that do you have a feeling that some week here in the near future, do you have that feeling you're going to get there and actually have a winning week? I mean, not a winning week, but a perfect week, a golden week?
Absolutely. That holy grail of the number of the day is out there somewhere. And I'm going to keep trying until I get there.
And I tell you, when you do that number for the day quiz, I swear that each and every day you're digging deeper and deeper and deeper. You're going deep.
I think the gears in my head are just turning faster
and
faster.
I see it. You're trying to figure it out. You're trying to say, well, what direction is he going in today? Is it one of those days where it's going to be one of the lower numbers? Is it one of those days where it's going to be the higher number? Is it going to be right in the middle? I can see you trying to figure it all out before giving your final answer. And so far this week, you've done it very, very well. You got it right on Monday. You got it right yesterday. And you missed on Tuesday, but 2 out of 3, that's a very good start.
Oh yes, absolutely.
And of course, being Thanksgiving, I know that coming up just a little bit, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be getting underway this year, a new balloon with Minnie Mouse. Yesterday, we talked about all those other Disney characters. You got it pretty quick. You know, just snap, snap, snap.
Mickey, a Donald, a Goofy, and a Pluto.
Yep, so now Minnie Mouse joining the crew today. Another new balloon is the Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
So something to keep an eye on. But I'm glad you're with us here today. And, of course, after the Thanksgiving Day Parade, you go right into football. Triple header football today in the NFL.
Oh, yes.
You got the first place Detroit Lions, who've lost only one game so far this season, taking on the struggling Bears. And you got to feel a little bit for the Bears. So 2 weeks ago, they had a chance to beat the Packers with a last second field goal, got blocked.
Yep.
Last Sunday.
Tap of the finger, that was enough to stop it.
Yep, you're exactly right. And then last Sunday, they faced off against the Minnesota Vikings. And they came from behind. They were down by 10 with under 30 seconds to go. They were able to score a touchdown and then get an onside kick, kick a field goal. And look, hey, the Bears may be trying to snap their losing streak. But then the Vikings got a field goal and won that one. So the Bears have been struggling. So they'll try to stop the long winning streak. I think it's been 9 in a row for Detroit. The Detroit Lions, a little trivia here for you.
Okay.
I could have used this as a number for the day, but we're not going to. But the last time that the Lions won 9 games in a row, you know what year it was?
Ooh. I have to think about that one. That's
a... Take a guess. Just any guess here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, because when you start thinking, all of a sudden I see those gears start to shift.
Sometimes I can get a little.
1934.
That's not what I was going to guess at all.
Long time ago. So Bears and the Lions kick off at 11:30. Then after that, at about 3:30 or so, it will be the Cowboys and the Giants. Neither team doing very well.
Oh.
Cowboys snapped a long losing streak last week. The Giants have lost, I think, 6 or 7 in a row. They're not good. So Mike McCarthy trying to save his job with the Cowboys needs a win. They will host the Giants later today. And then, of course, the Green Bay Packers tonight on Thanksgiving night.
Yes.
Lambeau Field against the Miami Dolphins.
And it's going to be cold.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's around 20 degrees, a little bit of cloud cover out there. It's another cool start. High temperature, not expected to get much beyond the upper 20s. So if you're one of those folks here in central Wisconsin that is a season ticket holder for the Green Bay Packers, as we talked about with Brittany Merlot yesterday, layers. Got to layer it up. But I would say, and I mentioned yesterday on the program, seeing on Facebook a couple of days ago, a few folks offering their tickets. They're saying, I saw one that said we got 2 tickets for sale. One said that they have 4 tickets for sale. I think maybe they're thinking like me. The best place to be on Thanksgiving night is working on those leftovers after the main meal is done, being in the warm, comfy chair and watching the Green Bay Packers without being frigid. I think that's the way to go.
That could be the fourth F of Thanksgiving is family, food, a football, and frigid.
For those folks at Lambeau tonight, I think you're exactly right. So a lot to look forward to on this Thanksgiving. And
you got to give points to the Packers fans that don't have any shirts on because they're like –
No, I take points away.
Thicken their blood up a little bit to get used to the cold. I mean, it's possible, but you never know.
My thought is those folks don't have enough brain cells to lose by being that cold. Oh. I think they've already lost a few, so if you're going to be without a shirt tonight, no. That would not be too bright. But, again, hopefully if you are heading over there, have a great time, have a lot of fun, and hopefully the Pack can win it. I mean, they've been on a pretty good roll lately.
Mm-hmm.
Good win. They've had some tight games, but they've been able to find ways. Last week was not a tight game. It was a blowout against the Niners. Before that, that tight win against the Bears. So, again, hopefully for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, they got their vengeance on the 49ers for the playoffs. NFC playoff last year. Because they, they were close, and but the 49ers just managed to, you know, to get a slight advantage. And, yeah, it was disappointing.
What's on the menu for Thanksgiving today for you?
Oh, let's see. I know my mom is working on a very nice ham for the family, mashed potatoes. I know there's like some, baked carrots, I think she's made. I'm not a huge fan of the baked carrots, but honestly, I tried a couple last year and they were pretty good. I get some corn and some biscuits as well, and a cranberry sauce, and my personal favorite, she's making a cranberry Jell-O salad. It's just gonna be
I'm all hungry. Oh geez,
me too.
And I know a lot of folks out there are all getting ready to just have a whole lot of fun, and here on Thanksgiving also want to, as we talk about what we're thankful for, and I want to say again thanks to everybody out there that's tuned in and all the folks that have come on the show, and everybody that supports what we're trying to do here. And I know at times it can be difficult. I think we've gone through a very difficult election season, and a lot of people have felt like they've had their legs kind of chopped from underneath them.
Yeah, it's been tough.
But at the same time, I think that we do see a lot of really good folks that do support what we do here, who have always been very complimentary in terms of their comments towards us. And just want to say again that I know I'm thankful. I'm sure Ian is thankful as well for everybody that tunes in each and every morning. We would not be able to do it without you, because if we had nobody out there, my boss would say, well, why do I have you on the air?
And thank you for all your phone calls and your text messages that you've sent us over the years. It's really been striking up some good conversations.
Absolutely. Hey, coming up, you know what we're going to do, part of the show?
Oh, yeah?
We're going to play a little bit of some Thanksgiving trivia a little bit later on as well. So we're going to look forward
to
that.
Get the mental muscles moving.
There you
more.
Go. Yep, absolutely. We're going to learn a little something about Thanksgiving. We're going to quiz Ian. We're going to have our number for the day quiz at the end, and we'll also have some quizzing of Ian Welsh as we continue here on this Thanksgiving. The time is 8:18. Yep, Thanksgiving morning. Hopefully it's off to a wonderful start. Thanks for joining us. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Local radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:21. a little earlier in the last segment, I had the wrong time. It was an hour ahead. So don't panic. It's not that late. It is 8:21 here on this Thanksgiving morning. Yep, Thanksgiving 2024. Lots of family, lots of food, lots of fun, and lots of football, I'm sure, on tap for many of us. And coming up today, our interviews will focus on football. Area high school football had a chance last week to speak to a pair of area high school head football coaches. Coming up in the second hour, we'll hear from DC Everest head football coach Braden Mitchell after the Evergreens made it all the way to the state semifinals. And here in the first hour, talking to the head coach of Mosinee, Kyle Stoffel. And Mosinee had some challenges this season with the injuries, but still made it to the playoffs. And here's my discussion along with former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster that we had with Kyle Stoffel of Mosinee.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And again, it was another playoff year for your Mosinee squad. And we were just talking briefly before we came on the air. Going into the season, you knew that you had some significant talent that you had to replace. And then this season, it sounded like it was just an adventure in terms of trying to keep your kids healthy. And yet you were able to work your way into the postseason. In fact, you had a chance, you know, in the final week of the regular season, even to get a share of the conference championship. I imagine that, you know, with the expectations always so high at Mosinee, that you hope for a little bit more. But at the same time, when you look at the story of this season, your team did accomplish quite a bit.
Oh, I'm very pleased with after the injuries we went through and the guys that we lost before the season, the guys we lost from last season to win six football games, and like you said, have a chance to at least get a share of the conference championship in week nine. You know, we were still in the mix of it in week nine, and then to host a playoff game. I wanted more, and I had bigger hopes going into the season. But now that I look back at what we went through, I'm pretty happy with how it ended up.
One of the things that was a little different in addition to all the changes within your own program was the conference changed a little bit this year with losing Ashland and Hayward and bringing in Tomahawk and Wausau East. What do you notice different about the conference with those two opponents and losing the other two?
The biggest thing is just the familiarity. Ashland and who's the other one?
Hayward.
Yeah.
How soon do you forget, huh?
No, it's just you never see those kids at all. You see them once a year when you play them. On the other hand, East, I mean, our guys are running into those guys all summer in two or three different sports. Tomahawk, you know, they're a little farther away, but we're definitely more familiar with them because they are in our conference for every other sport. So that would be the biggest thing is just the kind of a little more jaw-jacking on the, you know, social media and things like that, and a little more hype going into the games because you're more familiar with those kids.
When we had Treve on earlier in the year, I think he kind of touched on that too, in particular in regards to Wausau East. And I think we had him on the week before the East game, so he kind of talked about playing against some of those other guys in summer leagues and camps and different things like that, and kind of looking forward to having more rivalries like that moving forward.
Yeah, it definitely, it helps to motivate guys going into that week, just bringing up guys that they know that maybe said something or did something. So it's, any little edge you can get is good.
As a coach this year, when you mentioned the number of kids that were starters on each side of the football that you had to replace, what did you find out? I mean, I imagine this kind of year you have to go through situations that maybe you're not used to, that you haven't had to deal with. For you and your coaching staff, what was it like? Did you find out anything about yourselves that maybe that you didn't know beforehand when you have had smoother rides during the course of a season?
Well, it's just, I wouldn't want to say we worked harder, but it was just, normally we've been lucky the last two previous years that we didn't go through many injuries. So this year it was just, we really had to take a look at what we had. We had to move some guys around. We needed to probably coach some guys a little harder than what we had to do in the past just to get them ready to play at a level that we weren't really expecting them to have to play this year. So we had a lot of guys that stepped up. So I learned that we have guys that, whether they're really ready to be out there or not, they want to be out there. They want to give us whatever they got. And, most of the time it worked out this year.
You're not willing to say it, but I'll say it for you, that you definitely worked harder and coached harder this year. And one of the things we like to do on the show is kind of put some of that stuff out there for the people who are listening, whether it's parents or community members who just watch college football and high school or college and pro football.
The word I would like to use is perspective.
Yes.
I think there's always a need for a little perspective.
Right.
Out
so
there.
We kind of touch on that. And I think parents, when you come from a strong program like Mosinee has and people, you have really, really good success for years, and then you have a down year. So people start asking questions, pointing fingers, whatever the case may be. And the reality is, whether it's due to injuries or whether it's due to a class that has fewer athletes in it than the one before, whatever the case may be, the coaching the coaching doesn't change, probably gets harder. It's, I mean, it's the coaching isn't easier when you have those really good players, but it's probably different. So to finish 6-3 versus 8-1 or 9-0 in those 6-3, 5-4, even 4-5 seasons, you probably work probably extra hard in those years as opposed to years when you're more successful.
No, definitely. I mean, it's just the fact of, you know, we're Mosinee. We're not a small school. We're not real big. Our numbers aren't phenomenal at Mosinee, so we're very dependent on, you know, two-way players a lot of times. And, you know, you lose one of those guys, and, well, usually I don't have, you know what I mean? I don't have one guy that's close to that caliber, let alone I got to find two of them to play on both sides of the ball. And, you know, I'm not making excuses. Injuries are part of football, and I'm not the first guy to go through this, but it doesn't help when you're going through it, that's for sure.
And we are not done with Mosinee head football coach Kyle Stoffel. We'll hear more of our conversation coming up after an information update. Time to find out what's happening in the news, whether it's nationally or around the state of Wisconsin or locally. Information update at the top and bottom of every hour here on Civic Media. But more with Kyle Stoffel, the Mosinee head football coach, coming up as we continue on this Thanksgiving Thursday. The Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Thanksgiving Thursday. Yep, Thanksgiving Day 2024. And again, focusing a little bit on football here on this Thursday. We've got plenty of football, including the Packers coming up tonight at 7:15. But one of the things that I am thankful for is the opportunity to speak with some of our area head coaches, whether it's football coaches in the fall, basketball and hockey in the spring on the Big High School Sports Show. And myself and Jason Foster had a chance to talk to Mosinee head football coach Kyle Stoffel. And here's more of that conversation. Let's talk a little bit about some of your guys this season. We'll start off with a guy you probably know pretty well, probably sitting around the dinner table often. We had him again on the program, which was very nice during the middle of the season, Treve Stoffel. And one thing that we always noticed, because we're always going through the numbers, and obviously it's more than numbers, but when you have somebody that, you know, throws for triple digits, often runs for triple digits, and then gets double-digit tackles, the guy filled up the score sheet. I imagine he was also a guy that filled up a lot of leadership and what your team needed this season.
Oh, definitely. He stepped up huge. He was a captain on our team as a junior. A lot of talk about the guys we lost, and I really wasn't worried coming in. I knew he'd step in and he'd fill that role. I don't know if I expected him to have the year that he had. I mean, he was really good for us. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of expectation on him with his dad being the head coach, his uncle being the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. And he lived up to it this year on offense and defense. You know, that was I was really happy to see that. I'm pretty proud of him.
Does he go to you or to Todd when he wants a certain play during the week? Say, I want to do this week.
That's offensively, he'll go to my brother. Usually, that's the one nice thing I have about, you know, having my offensive coordinator be my brother, someone that I've coached with a long time and really trust him. He's the offense. I'm not going to worry about it that much. I'll worry about my side on the defense. So if you need something on offense, go bother him.
So who are some other guys who really stepped up for you this year and that you're kind of excited about coming back for you next year?
Some guys that aren't coming back this year, obviously Brady Locken had a huge year for us this year. He was kind of, you know, the expectations on him, he's a big, strong kid. I think he could play at the next level, but he's going to go play baseball in college. So, obviously, he's real happy with him. Jackson Lindell went through some injuries this year. Again, we lost him for about three and a half, four games. But when he's there, he's been a leader on this team for 2 or 3 years now. So, I was real happy with what he did. Some of the younger guys, Jarek Seeger, playing defensive back and some receiver for us. He really, especially towards the end of the year, he really stepped up and became a kind of a go-to guy for Treve, in the short passing and making some big plays for us down the stretch. Mitch Micklig stepped up. I'm expecting bigger, better things from him next year now that he's got a year under his belt at the varsity level. Carter Fondre, he didn't have an injury that knocked him out, but I think he sprained his ankle week 2, and it never got better. So it was just frustrating that there was another kid that I expected to step in and not have much of a drop off from the guys that graduated, and he got dinged up and he couldn't get healthy. So it wasn't the kid that I was expecting. I mean, he's still out there working his tail off. It just, you know, it is injuries. Yep. You know, you're glad that kid wants to play through it, but it sucks when you know they can do more, but they can't. So those are the guys that I'm really expecting to make, you know, big strides and really carry us next year.
Is that one of the great aspects about high school athletics is you talk about the kids that have to, you know, go through the injuries to dig deep. And I imagine that for all the young men on this squad, they learned some life lessons where it wasn't easy, but they were still able to be successful. And they probably found out things about themselves this season when you talk about the kids that play through the injuries. I mean, that's always a very impressive aspect.
And it is. And I put pretty high expectations on these kids that you know what I mean? Can you come back from it? Can you work through it? And, you know, a lot of these guys, they weren't able to, and I get that. You know, and as a coach, you get frustrated, and you try not to relay that onto the kids. But, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect at that. I'm sure there were some kids. But, no, the ones that not only the ones that fought through injury, but the ones that weren't expected. You know what I mean? By the time we played East, I think we had 2 or 3 guys that were JV players that were now starting for us on varsity. And that's, you know what I mean? Prior to that game, I think we lost 3 linemen in the first half of East. So by halftime, I got 3 guys that really didn't get any reps. And then that's the big thing, is just that they kept working hard in practice. Like I said, guys that we weren't really expecting to need. But basically, they started over half the season for us. And hopefully, they got a taste of it, want more, work their tails off in the off season, and they're ready to jump right in and just keep going when we start next year.
As we enter the winter season and start going here, some of the guys you mentioned, a lot of those guys playing winter sports, and kind of what is the approach at Mosinee for the multi-sport athlete, and then expectations to kind of making sure they're staying in shape? And
yeah, we do have a lot of, and I encourage that. We need, you know, we're not a big enough school to specialize, so we need 2 or 3 sport athletes at Mosinee for us to be successful in all the programs. We have a lot of basketball players, we have a lot of hockey players, a few wrestlers, and things like that. But for the most part, a lot of our coaches are pretty good about at least getting those kids in the weight room a couple times a week. You know, the football players will talk to me, and they'll make sure they're getting the workouts in, trying to, you know, maintain. The guys that aren't in a winter sport, it's not always easy convincing them, but we've got a pretty good commitment from kids that come in the summer, but now some of these kids that aren't doing things in the winter or maybe the spring, we've really got to, you know, take advantage of those 3 or 4 months to get a jump on things before we get to the summer.
What was the highlight this season? What was maybe the game or the moment that was the best moment for Mosinee?
The best moment. I don't know. I guess I haven't thought about that. I guess the thing I'm most proud of is just that. Boy, I don't even know. It's no. Basically, I think the six wins, you know, me personally knowing, you know, like you said, a lot of people are probably looking at Mosin and like, oh man, you know, they lost four games, but you know, we did. And we had to do that with a lot of guys that without a lot of guys that I was looking for big things from this year. And with a lot of guys that, you know, had to step up and do good things for us. So I guess that was the highlight for me, is just that even with some of the downfalls that we had, some of the things that we were going through, we kept competing every week.
So, Coach, you took a different team into the game this year due to injuries and graduation and whatnot. But one of the questions I wanted to ask was, you guys played Stratford this year, and Stratford obviously rolled, I mean, up a division. So, Roland, what did you notice about Stratford this year compared to the year before? Are they, did you feel, and it was early on, I understand, but did you feel they were that caliber of team again? Did you feel they were better than the year before? Maybe not quite as good? What were you thinking?
So I guess the biggest thing I noticed is that they didn't have that, you know, last year they had the running back, you know, Kilty was just, yep. You know, you knew he was going to carry the ball 25, 30 times a game. And he was a big, strong kid. And you know what I mean? He was going to get his yards. You were going to have to play real well, or he was going to get his. This year, I was a little more worried. They have some athletes on the outside, so we thought they'd pass the ball a little bit more. But, no, they up front, you know what I mean? They're not huge up front, but those guys, you know, they're, you know, probably 210 to 230, maybe not even 200 pounds, but they're not afraid of anybody. They line up, they get off the ball, and I know that, you know, that's kind of where we're trying to get to with our guys up front, is to match their intensity. And the last couple of years, well, the year before we tied them, so we were close. Yeah. But, yeah, last year we, you know, 3 years ago we tied them. Boy, it's been that long already.
Get older, time yeah, goes by so much faster, doesn't
but,
it?
No, we're just, yeah, I like playing them. They're a tremendous program. Tubbs has got that going well. I don't know if he's going to keep going after Jack graduates here, but they're a program that no matter who's there, I think, you know, they're going to keep guys around, coaches around, that are going to keep the same system, the same mentality, and the intensity they have. That's our goal. That's why I like playing them to start the year every year. It kind of gives us a good test of where we're at, because if we can match their intensity, I know we can do some good things too.
And state of the program, we like to ask the coaches about it, because everyone looks on Friday nights, sees the varsity squad. It's so much more than that. How do you feel about the state of the program? Are the numbers good up and down the program? Do you feel confident that Mosini, going into, say, 2025, has the numbers that it needs to continue to be the kind of program it's been for the last number of years?
I am. I'm confident. I know we got the skilled guys. You know, obviously Treve coming back is a huge asset for us. We've got a couple, you know, two guys that played receiver, you know, either started or were rotating in every play. We've got our running back. We've got three linemen that, because of injuries, played a ton this year. So, you know, we're not going to be the biggest, baddest guys up front, but we've got guys that, you know, that have got a season in now. And if we can get them in the weight room, you know, put on 20, 30 pounds of muscle, you know, I might be dreaming a little bit there, but, you know, you got to
high goals, stand. Right?
Yep, you gotta, if you ask for it, maybe one or two of them will get it for you. I think our depth is, I don't think we're going to be as deep as I'd like to be, you know, so once again, we're going to have to stay healthy, but I like where we're at going into next year.
And I guess if you have anything else, I got one final question. You're sporting some nice gear, and South Dakota State, and Davin is, how's he doing?
He's doing, it's awesome. He started since day one this year. That was a surprise. I don't want to say a surprise, you know, but I knew going into that type of program, I wasn't expecting to have to, you know, coach games on Friday nights and run all over the countries on Saturday to see him. But it's been phenomenal watching him excel at something he loves. He loves it there. He loves playing. He's getting a ton of playing time. Early on, he got a couple catches, and then it kind of took him a while to gel. So now he's back to the quarterback's looking for him a little bit. So he's getting 2 to 3 catches a game now. So he's, you know, that always helps a little bit. It's not the biggest, you know, it's not everything, but it helps when you get the ball in your hands once in a while, especially a kid that, you know what I mean, caught a lot of balls and, you know, was a very, you know, predominant player in high school. So, they seem to be playing really well right now, going down to the end of the season here. They had a tough loss to North Dakota State a few weeks ago, but they should be a 3 seed at the lowest going into playoffs, and which means they'll get a bye, and host a couple of games, and hopefully they can make another run, and I get to take a trip to Texas in the middle of January.
Fantastic.
It's also exciting that that program actually is getting more and more guys into the NFL, so it's got to be exciting to be watching it and playing there and then being able to watch games on Sunday and know that, that the NFL recognizes who they are and what they're doing right now.
It is exciting, and you know, it's you know, there's a couple of guys that are some of the better tight ends in the league right now that came from there, and so, you know, I'm not assuming anything, but I would like to think that, you know, a kid that starts for 4 years at a college that's known for developing tight ends will at least get a shot, and that's exciting for me. It's exciting for everybody in Mosinee, our family, all that. Excited about his future and watching him get better every year.
Coach Kyle Stoffel, Mosinee High School, thank you for coming in, and enjoy those college games the next number of weeks.
Thank you.
So that is Mosinee head football coach Kyle Stoffel. And again, really fun to hear about the fact that one of our former terrific area high school football players, Davin Stoffel, continuing his football career at the very high level at South Dakota State. And again, quite a balance for Coach Stoffel to be able to coach his football team and still have a chance on Saturdays to try and get off and see his son as well. And best of luck to Davin Stoffel as him and South Dakota State try to make a deep run in the FCS playoffs. Again, it is Thanksgiving Day. We are focusing a little bit on the football aspect coming up in the second hour. We'll have a chance to hear from DC Everest head football coach Braden Mitchell. They came off a fantastic season, made it all the way to the state semifinals. So we'll hear that as part of our second hour. But coming up next, we'll be joined again by Ian Welsh, and we're going to do a little trivia with Ian. He likes doing that. So we're going to have some Thanksgiving trivia. That's coming up next. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXEO. Online at WXEO.fm, I should say WXEO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXEO, online at WXEO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving 2024, taking a few moments to be thankful for so many good things in our lives. Again, it's so easy sometimes to dwell on some of the not so good things, but obviously there's so much that's good going on as we get towards the end of the 11th month of 2024. Then we'll head down the stretch and we'll talk about some of the great events and not so great events of 2024 as we go into December. But with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes, and I thought for a little break here, we're gonna play a little trivia with you. We usually have our number for the day. We're going to play a little trivia here. I think we'll do it this segment, maybe a little bit into the next segment as well, based on Thanksgiving, to see, kind of test you. Test you on the number for the day at the end, but we're going to test you a little bit on Thanksgiving trivia, see how much Ian Welsh knows when it comes to Thanksgiving here.
And holiday trivia is always fun.
Absolutely. Back in 1995, this is our first trivia question.
Okay.
This popular Thanksgiving vegetable was the first to be grown in space. NASA teamed up with the University of Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin teamed up with NASA to grow a popular Thanksgiving vegetable in space. And
Your question is, if you dare to answer, is okay. What was that popular Thanksgiving vegetable that was the first to be grown in space in partnership with the University of Wisconsin?
Okay.
And think about Wisconsin. And also think about vegetable. Because sometimes, you know, the term vegetable can be a little wider than one would think. Because sometimes you think, that's not really a vegetable. Because I really wouldn't have thought of this as a veteran. I'm giving you hints here because this is not as official as our number for the day quiz. Okay. I want you to get it right. So again, what popular Thanksgiving vegetable was the first to be grown in space? And if you can't think of it, I'll give you the answer.
Was it I'm going to guess a potato?
You're right. Oh. The potato. 1995, they grew the potato in space. So. And a lot of folks will be enjoying some potatoes one way or the other here today. So you're one for one on our Thanksgiving trivia here as we go through on this Thanksgiving morning. Let me give you another one here.
Okay.
In 2023, last year, state raised the most turkeys?
What state raised the most turkeys?
This is a hard one. I never got this one. Would you like it to be a multiple choice or do you want to try and discuss it?
Well, I think a choice would probably help.
All right. I'm going to give you three Midwestern states because this the correct answer is from the Midwest. Is it Iowa, Illinois, or Minnesota? Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota. Which state raised the most turkeys in the United States? Iowa, Illinois, or Minnesota?
I'm going to guess Illinois.
In 2023, which state raised the most turkeys? The answer... Minnesota.
Minnesota?
I wouldn't have thought Minnesota raised that many turkeys.
Interesting.
I know it. So one out of two. I don't know if we have a specific level that you want to. I just think we want you to get more right than wrong. That's we're going to make it nice and simple. Yeah. Okay. We don't have the official number for this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but from last year in 2023. Macy's parade going on, I think right now, in fact. But how many balloons were featured in the 2023 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? In fact, I could have used this as a number for the day, but we're already using it. So, what, multiple choice again?
Well, yeah, I think some multiple choice would help.
Yeah. All right. Is the correct answer 15? Is the correct answer 25? Is the correct answer 35? Number of balloons, those big, massive balloons.
I'm going to say 25.
That is correct. Nice. 25. So you're two out of three. You're going to become Mr. Thanksgiving here. Well, let's keep going. We got a couple more minutes before we have our information update at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
According to a poll,
okay,
what Thanksgiving side dish is the least popular among Americans?
The least popular... I gotta think about that one.
A side dish. So this is a hard one. It's almost like I don't know if you. But
I'll just take a guess.
Yeah, a guess. We're not grading here.
Let's see. Side dish. I'm gonna say green beans.
Just holy cow! Wow, what? Green bean casserole. I'm gonna give you a correct answer there. Green bean casserole.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so green bean casserole is the least popular side dish among Americans. Wow. So we'll give you that one. So make it three out of four there.
I was thinking that's something I would never eat.
All right. What year did a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving debut on television?
Ooh. What year? I've already done a multiple choice in this one, so I'll just take a guess. On television.
I can give you a multiple choice if you want.
Go ahead.
1968, 1971, 1973.
I'm going to guess 1973.
That is correct.
Wow.
So what are you, that fourth or fifth one, 3-1 or 4-1? I'm trying to remember.
That was 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to give you a few more of those Thanksgiving trivia questions coming up. Wow. But first, we have an information update. We got another hour to go here on this Thanksgiving. Hopefully, your day's off to a great start. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.